we are going to begin the hour by talking about World War II. Chapel Hill High School history teacher Bill Malaga does this every year. It's a spring lecture series with a focus this year on World War II, Normandy to Victory. This is 2020. Of course, World War II ended in 1945, 75 years ago this year. And that is going to be the focus of the lecture series, which this year will benefit one of the great organizations in our community, the Skajaja Fund. Bill Malaga joins us here now in the studio. How's it going? Good to have you back.
It's going awesome. Well, thanks for having me back. It's been a while, so, you know, always a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. So this interview and this lecture series as well, presented by Skajaja, and you can get more information at skajajafund.org. We'll talk about them just a little while. But first, we've talked about this before, but you are a history teacher. You are obviously interested in history, but World War II is one of those moments that has a particular appeal to you. Why is that?
Well, I had several family members fight in World War II, and to me, it is, this is maybe a little, you know, I don't want to romanticize anything, but it's a classic, like, good versus evil conflict, and especially, you know, we're bringing back the World War II Normandy to Victory. You look at what's going on right now, you know, Monday was the, you know, liberation, the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. We've got coming up the 75th anniversary of the conclusion of the Battle of the Bulge. And you just don't want, I think all that is always just, you know, in my mind, it was just, you know, just this great undertaking that, you know, the world humanity went through, and just want to just share with as many people as we possibly can.
Yeah, so, and it was, I mean, in the same way as World War I, like, really profoundly transformative in the world in just so many little ways that we don't even think about.
You don't even think about it. And I always go back to 2 hours on a Sunday morning in December of 1941. Mm-hmm. You look at the result, the coming of the Depression and getting the industry together. And then the result, whether it's the Cold War or atomic energy or the development of television or the Eisenhower Interstate System, for me, it's the GI Bill, mm-hmm. like educating all of these servicemen and women who never know how they built you modern America and the modern world society all comes right here.
Yeah.
Right back to this.
I think about suburbia, you think about the baby boom, you think about the civil rights movement. Like, so much of this either came out of or the trajectory changed because of what happened.
And when you take, like, a guy like George Patton, who, you know, by all intents and purposes would be seen as racist back in the day, and when he says, well, shoot, if white and black soldiers can fight together, then they're going to eat together and live in the same barracks. Now, it wasn't great, but when you start to change that mindset, you know, it's sad that it took a conflict to do that, but, you know, there it is once again. So
that's the big broad picture. Yep. You're trying to tease this down to five lectures, Thursdays at 7 o'clock at Chapel Hill High School, and it begins next week, Thursday, February 6th. It runs until Thursday, March 5th. So you got to condense all this down to five lectures. How do you do it?
Well, that's the whole thing, and it's so big, and there's always somebody that gets left out. I have a detractor in West Sussex, England, on my YouTube channel that doesn't like that I always leave. I'm like, you know, buddy, I can't get everybody.
You know, you don't know you're doing something right until you have at least one detractor.
Yeah, and I'm like, really? Like, anyway. So what I looked at it is picking the big, significant moments. Mm-hmm. And so from D-Day, we planned for D-Day, and then what happens next? Very few people know about the Battle of the Norman Stone Villages and the hedgerows, including, we had a local guy fight in this thing called the Battle of Mortain, which 700 Americans go up on this hilltop with basically their M1s, and they take on the Panzer Lehr Division. Less than 200 come back. They're drinking water out of, like, chicken coop troughs, and Panzer Lehr is stopped. And then so you go from what it took to break out of Normandy, where everything didn't go wrong, to the great liberation of France.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to talk about that. And then you got to bring
This is now lecture
two. So then you got to bring in the conflict of Montgomery in the north, Bradley in the middle, Patton in the south, and who gets the gasoline, and how that affects the citizens of France. to the ill-fated Operation Market Garden, which didn't even really look all that good on paper and looked even worse.
This is now Lecture 3.
Lecture 3.
Yep.
Yeah, and into the end of that, we get the battles of, like, the Hürtgen Forest and the Metz, and where Patton really makes some bad, horrible mistakes that cost lives, to the centerpiece, which is the Battle of the Bulge. And people, when you have guys from Montana and South Dakota saying it was the most ungodly natural cold they've ever went through, just that human story is so captivating. Till the collapse of Germany, the Russians coming in, and living just up the road here, he died not too long ago, Edgar Bud Parsons, Chapel Hill native, is the captain who linked up with the Soviets on the Elbe River, and his relief is in the World War II memorial. So, yeah, there's so much going on. We got to hit those quick snippets and finish it up in Lecture 5 on a positive note.
And the collapse of Germany is where this lecture series ends. Of course, the war goes on for some months after.
Some months after, yeah.
I had to ask, like, what the fall of Germany, V-Day, is such a significant thing. What was their reaction to it in 1945? Knowing that the war wasn't quite over?
Well, it was a brief euphoria. Like, you know, it was much more celebrated in Paris and in London. Because here it was, okay, for 8-12 hours, oh, yes. And then you're looking at the Marines who were in Okinawa about this time going, well, good for them, but man, we still have work to do. So you have to mention, you know, the soldiers, the sailors, and the Marines in the Asian theater. So it's end part one, but not the full final thing. So
speaking with Bill Malaga, Chapel Hill High School historian, this lecture series begins next week, Thursday, February 6th, continues Thursdays at 7 p.m. every week through Thursday, March 5th. So a 5-week lecture series. Tickets, $20 at the door. Benefit the Skajaja Fund, which provides funding for students locally to do extracurricular activities. In exchange, they pay it forward with the service project. So really a win-win for everyone, a terrific cause here in our community. SkajajaFund.org is the website, and that's S-K-J-A-J-A, SkajajaFund.org. You can get tickets available now and learn more about the Skajaja Fund and who they are and how it works. This isn't the first time at the radio. You've done this lecture series a number of times before. What's been your favorite part about it?
This one, I think it is hearing just seeing the look on people's faces when you describe not only the breakout from normal, like, oh, I didn't know that, and then when you tell, like, I was even telling Leanne about how cold it was in the bulge, and hearing, you know, how that impacted not only the citizens of Europe, but our own soldiers, and just sometimes the senseless bits of command decision. Like, what were you, like, how was that? Of course, it's, you know, hindsight is 2020. But that is, winning is good. And it's finally to see Hitler, you know, collapse and the light of liberty come back to Western Europe. So
people always take away something different when they hear someone speak. 500 people could take away 500 different things. Yep. I'm sure people talk to you afterwards about what they took away from your talks. What's been the strangest thing or the most unexpected thing that someone has taken away?
So, very interesting. I had a lady come up and, she said her name was Meriwether Lewis, and I'm like, oh, really, I don't know if he had any kids. And she kind of winked and said, well, yes, you know, my dad had 7 kids. He wanted a boy. I'm the last one. And she says, I am named after, you know, great grandpa Meriwether Lewis.
Right.
So, and she showed me literally, you never know what you're going to get. So I've gotten pictures, I've gotten artifacts. This was a lecture on leadership, and literally to be able to see a copy of the original, basically purchase order that President Jefferson gave Meriwether Lewis, like, hey, whatever he needs, I'll pay for it. That's the good side.
You know, this is the second Meriwether Lewis reference on this show this week.
Are you seriously?
It's weird, right?
Crazy.
We're talking
right.
about him
all
on
right.
Monday. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The other one is just people come and say, you know, thank you for doing this. Mm-hmm. Grandpa fought or dad fought. They never, ever, ever, or they kind of alluded to it, but we never knew. And a friend of mine at the high school, Pat Rober, just got his grandfather's World War II chest, and they were going through it, and we were trying to make sense of what all this was. And I'm like, oh my God, Pat, the dates aren't on there. I go, but if we laid it out, we could trace his grandpa from coming ashore in Normandy.
Oh, wow.
And fighting all the way to the surrender. Like, sorry, I've been off the air for a couple weeks, writing to his wife. I've been a little bit busy. It was, and he was one of the guys up on Hill 314 in Mauritan. He describes the cold. And it's just, you know, hearing people say, wow, thank you for filling in that part of my family's history. So, you know, just want to get people out. Stories like that, if you know someone, if you've never been, gosh, come see what we do at the high school and in the local community. I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Again, tickets $20 at the door. You can get discounted advance tickets online at Skajaja's website, which is skajajafund.org, S-K-J-A-J-A. Again, skajajafund.org. These are at Chapel Hill High School beginning next week, Thursday, running Thursdays every week through March 5th, 7 p.m. every single week. Bill Malega, thank you so much for being with us today and for doing what you're doing for the community and for Skajaja.
Anytime, sir. I'm always glad to help out and come in and talk to you, sir.